I'm sure pretty much all of us have been lost while driving around at night at some point or another, looking for a landmark or a sign to help us find our way home. Well, until recently, if you were on the ocean and lost at night, there were only two things that could help you: the stars on a clear night, or a beam of light from a lighthouse. Lighthouses have existed for centuries. The first ones were just fires on top of hills near the shore. And then there were towers that had fires on top of them. And then by the early 1800s, the towers had lamps that had mirrored reflectors behind them, curved reflectors, that tried to direct the light from the lamps out to the sailors' eyes. But that technology was not really good enough for the problems. You see, the lights from those lighthouses could only be seen 3 miles away. And there are many locations along the shores of the world where there are hazards 20 miles out, and people have to get warnings to keep away. Sandbars, rock ledges, many hazards. And it was a French civil engineer who decided to tackle this problem. His name was Augustin Fresnel. He was born in 1788, the year before the storming of the Bastille,